The greatest gift a spiritual master can give is the seed of devotional service. How do we know if the guru, spiritual master, actually has the seed to give out? This is the first question. Hare Krishna. So, that is familiar term for us. Guru Krishna Prasada Bhakti Pai Lata Bij, that by mercy of Guru and Krishna one will get the fortune of Bhagavanji, will get mercy of Guru and Krishna, and then that seed should be watered by hearing and chanting and it will mature in love of God. Now, that what is that seed? Here the question is, how do you know the Guru has a seed? Well, first let us understand what is that seed. Then we can know whether Guru has it or not. What is the seed? That by mercy of Guru and Krishna one will get the seed of devotional service. What is the seed? These are instructions of spiritual master, Maha Mantra, and the transcendental knowledge, basically. We receive from Guru how to come to Krishna, how to surrender to Krishna, how to develop love for Krishna. This is that seed, this is that bija. So, basically, the mercy of spiritual master is that he is ready to train disciples in following rules, regulations, which will make him qualified to purify. Then one can revive his original Krishna consciousness, one can develop love of God. So that means seed of devotional service. Srila Prabhupada also says in Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 2nd chapter, text 6 in purport, he says that in association with devotees and under guidance of spiritual master, one will develop taste to do devotional service. This taste is the seed of devotional service. So ultimately, we hear instruction and satsang, our faith increases and our knowledge increases, and then we engage in service, we get purified, and ultimately we get a taste for devotional service. Srila Prabhupada said, the taste is the seed of devotional service, and one who is fortunate enough to receive it should actually cultivate it. That seed should be cultivated by hearing and chanting, by serving. So now the question here is how do you know that spiritual master has the seed to give out? Well, it's a simple thing. That we read Srila Prabhupada's books and we know now what is the seed. The seed means holy name received, instructions from Guru Parampara through the body of spiritual master. So if spiritual master is initiated in Guru Parampara, if he follows what Srila Prabhupada taught us, if he is teaching us, if he himself by example follows and he is teaching us, and we are improving, that he is giving us seed. So, if you want to buy gold, you should have some idea at least what is gold. No? Otherwise you will come home with some shining plastic. So that some idea you should have, who is a guru. And Shastra says, who is a guru? One who knows the Vedas, one who practices the Vedas, one who teaches others. So we know that knowledge comes by Guru Parampara, and this is the hollow mark. That's why people go to the shop to buy the gold. Because there is that mark is there, hollow mark, that special emblem. Yes, this is verified. This is pure gold. This is 24 karat. This is 22 karat gold. You get certificate. So same thing, we have four schools, not anybody's guru, only one who comes in the disciplic succession from the four bona fide school and who practices the teaching. So this is, we know, the person is recognized by the institution itself. So in ISKCON particularly, look, suppose, let's say practically, young devotee comes to ISKCON and now he has to choose the guru. So how much he really knows what is the bona fide guru? No? Very less. But he says, other devotees tell him, who given you guidance is spiritual? From where you get the seed? From the devotees. This is all coming from Srila Prabhupada. So, From devotees we hear, this is sannyasi, this is guru, he is initiating, he is recognized by ISKCON. He is recognized by Krishna. So the idea is that when young devotee come, definitely he will follow what devotees tell him about who is a guru. And in ISKCON usually we have a standard that guru should follow some discipline. And by that way we hear, yes, you should take initiation from this one or that one. Because you are very young to really understand who the deity is. Usually it's like this. But this much we should know. That yes, what we read in Srila Prabhupada's books, this is what Guru teaches. He is Guru because he teaches what Srila Prabhupada tells us. What Guru Parampara is teaching, same points, not something new. So this much we should see. That Guru is teaching what is in Srila Prabhupada's books and that he is living what is in Srila Prabhupada's books. This much we cannot. But usually we are very young, inexperienced, not purified to really understand, you know, who is Guru, who is not Guru. And simply you follow what devotees, senior devotees give you guidance, and also through the reading Srila Prabhupada's books one should apply intelligence and choose that yes, this Guru is very much following, teaching what Srila Prabhupada said, I'm very much inspired, I'll take his shelter. And that's it. It's a simple thing. So, both should be qualified. Disciples and the Guru. Both should be qualified, no? That tadvidi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya. Pranipatena, you submissively approach the Guru. Yeah? Not, we should not ask this question in the challenging way. How do I know this? How do I know? You read Srila Prabhupada's books, then you will know. And you hear advice of all other ISKCON devotees who have taken shelter of a guru, and then they will tell you also. Because you are very young. Most of the devotees take sentimentally guru. Or by default, because only this guru comes in this area, so they take diksha. Happens mostly like that. ISKCON body is there to see that all the gurus are teaching what Srila Prabhupada says. And so basically we have to take shelter. We have to take guidance from devotees. And from Srila Prabhupada's books. So usually happens like this. Okay, anybody want to say anything on this question? The greatest gift spiritual master can give is seed of devotional service. How do we know if guru has that seed? So you see when guru for seed is instruction in devotional service, how to practice bhakti, see this transcendental knowledge and see this Maha Mantra. So you see in Prabhupada's books, if Guru is following that, that means he has a seed to give. It's Krishna, Krishna's mercy, which comes from the Guru. Yes,
Sometimes somebody can recognize some things they cannot recognize, like principle is Prabhupada given, but detail, different gurus for different ways, this is detail in the Bhagavad. So how we can distinguish this? Sometimes some arguments of, they will say, this is Prabhupada.
Now the thing is that we have to see the question is that different gurus may teach details different. Srila Prabhupada gives general concept, but different guru may teach different details. So you have to see that these details, they do not disturb the principles of devotional service. No? The detail may be, how the way you sing maybe, or the way you offer food, or the way you celebrate festival. But the principle is you have to celebrate festival. So that is the principle which is taught by Srila Prabhupada. In detail how you are going to do it, then whatever Prabhupada's instruction here will follow. But if small details are different, that doesn't really matter much. But the principle is different. You're going to start teaching another mantra. That is breaking of the... We have to see. If substance we understand, then the detail we can understand easily. Details apply. No?
Preaching, example.
Like in preaching, yes. Some gurus may not be so much insisting and pushing, preaching, they'll be more giving general guidance. Some will be more intense. You do this, you do that, you know. That's the difference. But the principle they are teaching is same. You have to surrender to Krishna, you have to worship Krishna, you have to follow four regulative principles, you have to chant 16 hours. This must be the same. If this is different, then there is a problem. You go to teach three principles, then this is not good. That should be considered. But the data is that more or less not so important. But you should see also that in the name of preaching that the principles of pure bhakti are not waterized. That also you have to see. So that's take time, observe different preachers, different gurus, see who inspires you, see who is following strictly, see who is preaching, and then you choose. Yes.
It is difficult even to differentiate details and principles many times. Like in the case of Srila Prabhupada said, establish one ashrama.
Right.
But many of the gurus say that they are saying that now it is not possible, although Srila Prabhupada wanted to know Harinam is sufficient,
right.
Harinam is become Krishna conscious. Now this is detail, everyone has to become Krishna conscious with principles.
Right.
But then this is just detail that how to manage material life so that the
so we have to see again Srila Prabhupada's books and instructions, letters, conversations and see how much actually he, how many times actually he mentioned that Vanashram is so important. So we cannot just based on one statement or one conversation say that Krishna consciousness, preaching is Krishna consciousness is important and Vanashram farm communities are not important. But if you see whole Prabhupada's instruction as a whole, then you understand that Srila Prabhupada considered farm projects very much part of the preaching. So he understood that giving shelter to all these family people would be impossible without developing your own society. So again, we have to see it as a whole Prabhupada's instructions and then understand the main message what Srila Prabhupada wanted.
So even in detail, wherever Prabhupada is very much emphasized, that should not be the details which the Guru is telling should not be different from that. Wherever Prabhupada is very much emphasized.
Right. You cannot, if Prabhupada something emphasizes very much, you can't ignore it. You cannot ignore it. So many times Prabhupada said, opening Gurukul, this is our most important activity now. I just read the letter. These are most important because there you will train the young boys and girls in the spotless character and they will be our future preachers. Again preaching, you see. So preaching is the essence. Prabhupada never instructed anything else. And you say Prabhupada, another synonym is preacher. I don't see, I can't imagine Prabhupada separating from that quality of preacher. So whatever he does, this is for preaching, this is not for preaching. Everything is for preaching in our movement. If deities look beautiful, it's a preaching. If prasad is tasty, it's a preaching. If festival is nice, it's preaching. Book distribution, preaching. Gurukul is preaching. Vanashram preaching. Farm community preaching. Taking care of cows, preaching. Building a temple for preaching. For what we are doing all these things? It's only to attract other fallen conditioned souls, to give them that bija, you know, and to give them guidance and training how to develop love for God. So, let us study more and more Srila Prabhupada's books, let us hear Srila Prabhupada's lectures, let us read Srila Prabhupada's letters, let us hear conversation. Then we'll understand what is the substance and what is the detail. We should not get lost in the details. Okay, so I think this is, there are more questions similar to that.